Van Hogen are friends. Who?
Oh, there you go. We're friends.
That's what it. Else do they need to know?
We're only friends.
They just know that we're friends.
I was trying to cue you, Logan, and...
And I was trying to share it on our Facebook group. Welcome to BLT Lunch Break. Bart's in the studio.
I'm here.
And Will's also here. Will's going to join us for today.
I joined. I'm the friend.
You are also friends.
Yeah.
Bart and Logan and also friends.
As you can tell,
friends.
We haven't had the time nor the energy to... Not only we recorded one episode that got posted on our Facebook group that never aired.
Correct.
Because I don't know what happened. Like, it got corrupted. And now we're back. We're live.
This show has that effect on people.
Things get corrupted with us.
Yeah, things get corrupted and just people lose their minds. It just happens. It's happened on the cruise. Since the cruise, we have recovered. So that was the end. Oh, well, welcome, though.
Have we, not counting that one we just talked about, have we done a show since the cruise?
No.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
We did one that was, because the cruise was first week of March?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
That can't be correct. Right. We did another show since then.
I don't know, because we had two recorded on the cruise.
Oh, that's right. Then no, maybe not.
And then I don't think anything because we've been working on something else.
Yeah. So Bart and I have been working in Will on another project that we still can't yet talk about.
It's called Dinner Break.
Yes.
Yeah. DLP.
Digital Light Projection.
Yes. We've been working on technology that is pretty intense. I don't know. I can't really explain it. It has to do with the end times.
Is that William Devane?
Never mind. William Devane is back on TV. Yeah.
The old minion.
The old minion.
The old minion.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
The old, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's sunny outside. Summertime is here.
Not quite.
I switched to shorts.
Talking about springtime.
It's 80-something degrees.
It's not summertime.
It's in Tennessee. We're pretty much summertime.
No. Summertime Tennessee. You're trying to, like, let Bart think that we have great weather here.
In Tennessee?
It gets over 100, like, most of the summer.
Fine.
I love it.
Trust me, I'm fine with that. I'm prepared.
Another
for
25
that.
Degrees will, plus humidity.
You rarely ever hear me now. I've gone into it. You don't hear me complain about the heat as much as I used to.
Mm. Yeah.
I'll complain about the cold.
You will never hear me complain
about
it.
But I don't complain about the heat. I love it hot. As Gene Simmons would say, I love it hot.
I love it hot, Logan.
I went to the Gene Simmons vault since we last talked, I think. Or did we talk on that?
No, we have not talked about that on this show.
So I went to the Gene Simmons vault featuring Vinnie Vincent, who you guys have already heard me talk about at length. So I won't go into the whole backstory, but he's been missing, but he's back. Vinnie Vincent was my highlight. Met Vinnie Vincent, got my picture, my autograph. Still, what I love about this Vinnie Vincent mystery is he's there in the flesh, still a mystery. Like, the questions aren't answered. There's no one knows really the truth behind everything, and I love it. It's like the mystery of it, it keeps it more interesting.
Someone, they're posting that they're glad we're here now and everything is okay. Yes, everything's okay, and this actually should appear on the actual podcast feed eventually, too.
Yeah, eventually. If someone hit record, then it'll show up. We've been back. We've been still at these. We've been working every day.
Yeah.
We just haven't been podcasting. And hopefully the fruits of our labor will be seen. We may not be physically seen that much in it. Will be.
Hope it's not rotten fruit.
Both of you guys get some great time.
Yeah, I don't know who's cutting what. But
I edited it, so I get a brief moment. So I think you see the back of me a few times.
Courtney, it's still more beautiful here. I'm sorry.
But I went to the vault, and it was in this is kind of multi-purpose office
Logan,
space.
Logan, get your grandma out of here. I didn't understand that, by the way. But anyway.
Okay, yeah, he wrote on my vault. Because what happened was when you go to meet Gene Simmons, which is after here's what I'll say about the vault. The actual experiences were awesome. The wait time between the experiences was excruciating. I said that funny.
Excruciating.
So it was about a three-hour break from like Gene coming up and doing his Q&A to when we met him. With very minimal food, nowhere to sit. It was pretty painful. But in the meantime, I met Vinnie Vincent, which was just walk up, pay him some money, he'll sign an autograph for you. And he did about 4 or 5 songs for about 10 of us because people didn't want to stick around and watch Vinnie Vincent except me and like 10 other weirdos who were just like, oh, this is the greatest. If you don't know Vinnie Vincent,
I'm pretty sure those weirdos
Kiss,
were broadcasting it live at the moment. Uh-huh. I'm like, was watching their live broadcast in the Vinnie Vincent Full Shred group, waiting for a Logan
the best
appearance.
Group.
Yeah.
So Vinny,
it is.
Vinny did like, I don't know, probably 4 songs, partial songs that spoke. And it was an event. It was great. And then we met Gene. And what he did when you got up to him, he talked to you. The first problem is the people in front of me were trying to sell them a house. So they came with a large photo.
Natural thing to do at a meet and greet.
I brought 2 of his solo albums on vinyl to get signed. You could bring 2 items. They brought a big photo of their home. And he's like, this isn't my house. Like, no, it's our house. He's like, why am I signing this house? And he's like, we're putting the house up for sale. He's like, why? Okay, and he just did it. But then he was like, well, how many acres is it on? And they start just like asking questions like, what's the square footage?
Gene's a businessman.
Yeah, and then like they kept pitching him stuff. And then we walked up, so it was a little awkward right after, and he just said something like, damn, we're trying to sell me their house. Like, what world? Like, that was a weird. He's like, I've been asked to sign some weird stuff during the vault, but never saw a picture of someone else's home.
Do you think it also could be maybe it was a selling point? Like, they would frame it and put it in the home?
Like, he stayed there or something?
Yeah, like Gene Simmons signed this house picture.
Yeah, I felt like it was like that. But they also, I feel like, maybe thought there's a chance that he's an investor. He may do it.
He's got money laying around.
So then we walk up, and it's a brief conversation. You talk 2 minutes and just about whatever. He'll kind of just start rambling on with your kiss memories, those kind of things. And whatever we're talking about. And then he inscribes every vault individually. But what I didn't realize until just a few people before was he asks you what you want him to sign. So people were coming with printouts. Like, here's exactly what I want you to say. Will you do my voicemail for my friends?
Oh, my goodness.
Stuff that I didn't know you could do. I would have done a lot of it. Because I definitely would have had a video for Bart.
Gene.
And so people were like, he had a picture of me in a draw, like the demon character on it. I would have gotten that. That would have been awesome. So he's talking to me, and somehow the conversation was like, you know, my dad was a Kiss fan. I'm a Kiss fan. I'm raising my third generation of Kiss fan that loves him. He's like, what's your son's favorite song? We started talking. I said, well, Deuce is his favorite song because he thinks that. The first line of Deuce is, get on, come on, get your grandma out of here.
He
thinks that's hilarious. He's like, oh, and then he wrote that down on it. And, that was sort of that. And that was it. You kind of escorted out, and it was pouring rain, and I had a 50-pound vault, which you've seen now in my office.
Yeah, it's I've touched
Gene went all out on the vault. Like, it's not, it's legit.
It's and red velvet interior.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful vault.
It is. I'm just glad that was the story. I was actually kind of angry. Like, I thought he was like an insult. I thought he was referring to your dad as your grandma or something.
No, I know.
Like, I was like,
he did make sort of an inappropriate comment.
No. Get your grandma out of here.
No. He was
saying,
that's
not nice, Gene.
Yeah, dad saw Kiss in 1974, so he's a big fan. And we had a good time. And that was sort of the end of it. It was an afternoon, and it was torrential rain. We went to a baseball game after where they had meet and greets with a fake Moana and they're all fake, but a fake Moana and a fake Tinkerbell, which my daughters were pumped. And maybe we talked about this on last WDW today. Like, every time, like, this feels like an interesting business because Disney's cracked down on some of them, like that book the characters for your birthday party. But I don't know. Trying to make a living.
Yeah, how can they keep track of all of it?
They've tried to take down the big ones.
They cracked down on that, but there's movies where people are walking into the park with cameras, and these things are being released internationally.
Yeah, they've tried to crack down on that. They'll have people, plain clothes people, trying to shut you down.
They don't do anything once they're out.
No. It's they would get more attention. Someone just said, where's Tim?
Where have you been?
You haven't listened
he'll be
to
in
me.
Later. He'll be in later.
Yeah, yeah.
My name is Tim.
Tim, he shaved his, you can't tell. I know, he shaved his mustache off. You can't tell anymore.
He looks totally different.
Very different.
Yep. That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Oh.
Old Full House reference.
That was a Full House reference?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
I don't think
you
that's
have to
from
buy
full
me
house.
A new one. What's that from? That's from something.
I think that goes back before
that. Was that Pee Wee? Did Pee Wee say that? No, he's a. I know you are, but what am I?
He said, I know you are, yes.
Catwoman may have said
that. I think
that
he did say, I
don't
Batman wear it out.
In Batman Returns. Michelle Pfeiffer.
I'm gonna Google. That's my name.
That's
we
my
don't
name.
Wear it out.
The show has officially reached a new low. Nothing to talk about. I thought we had something we wanted to talk about.
They say that in Greece.
Okay.
Because he goes, Danny goes, that's my name. Danny, don't wear. That's my name. Don't wear it out. When he's like being insulting to Sandy. I watched Greece the other day. Holds up great. Love Greece.
You're Greece.
A John Travolta?
Was that Travolta?
That's what he does. He kind of so no, weird, that wasn't my. Know? Remember, he does like a weird voice when he talks to her. He's like, oh, Sandy. Like he's like, oh, he's kind of like a like tough guy. That movie's all over the place. I watched it the other day. It's fantastic. I don't know how I watched it as like a 6-year-old and like it was totally fine and appropriate. But when you watch it, definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
And then Grease 2 came off after that, which has become like a cult classic. Still not good.
So I've never seen Grease 2. I know that. Is Michelle Pfeiffer in that?
Michelle Pfeiffer
and Rex Manning.
Yes,
is the main guy.
And then there's a couple like Frenchie is in it. Like a few random characters are in it, but not many.
Is she Peach? No, Rizzo was Peachy. Right? I remember being a kid when they're saying Rizzo's. Is it who's the one that got pregnant? Was it Rizzo or
Rizzo
Frenchie?
Gets pregnant.
But they kept saying Rizzo's Peachy. I'm like, what does Peachy mean? I've never heard Peachy since either.
Yeah.
As a term for being pregnant.
Connor asked, "Have we experienced the Infinity War? Now, who is watching it in there? If we talk Infinity War." We can talk kind of less spoiler.
Ray hasn't. Look, Ray's leaving. He's mad. Okay.
Now we'll talk. We'll talk like generically.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see it.
I but, told you it.
I asked you just to tell me like what happened in that movie, and so yeah.
I think Bart and I had. I think you had a little bit of a worse experience than me, but not necessarily. We weren't on the. We were kind of on the same path.
Yeah, I liked it. Overall, I liked it. I thought it was good. I actually expected there to be a little more weight at the end.
Yeah.
Weight, W-E-I-G-H-T.
Yeah.
Not W-A-I-T. Yeah. There is a weight now, another dang year.
Yeah, nothing feels, I guess, too permanent.
Because we know that there's sequels coming out to, like, every, like, Black Panther, and, you know, so, and you know there's going to be more Spider-Man movies, so...
And somewhat that
I cut all that out. I guess.
But now that somehow like chills out the mood of it because you kind of are cool with it.
Right.
You kind of know where it's going. My big negative with it was what you said as well. I really liked the whole movie. Was that not only does people have been complaining that it doesn't stand up on its own? I don't think it necessarily has to, but it definitely doesn't. And it was originally titled Infinity War Part 1, and I wish they had just left it that because this doesn't spoil it, but it's not really a complete piece. It'd be kind of like going to see when they did Harry Potter, The Deathly Hallows, Part 1, and that being the ending, and you being like, oh, that's the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's not every other Marvel movie has a story end. Like, the bad guy loses, whatever happens. Like, this one is just sort of midpoint. It feels like we're midway through the story.
Yeah.
And we're catching up, so.
Well, and it's weird, too. Like, for me, it was weird because I just watched Thor Ragnarok this past weekend. That was when I didn't get to the theater to see, and... I loved that movie. I would like thought that was insanely good. I just thought it was so much fun, which is something a lot of the superhero movies have been lacking. And it reminded me a lot of the 80s Flash Gordon movie that I love.
Flash.
So to see that and then like a few days later to go see this, it's like, oh my goodness. Although there's connective tissue because this literally picks up where Thor Ragnarok ends.
Yeah. And I liked it. I'll say I liked it. I'll like any movie that has the Guardians of the Galaxy. So I thought their scenes were good. I think that... Overall, I thought it played well. I'm not going to sit there and complain about it. I was happy I saw it. I wouldn't run out and see it again. But I look forward to seeing. I kind of said my thoughts will be determined based on how it wraps up in the next movie, how I feel about this movie.
I think the other thing, too, is that this informed my feeling about the whole thing. I literally at the last minute decided, all right, I'm going to go. I'm going to go see it. I got nothing to do tonight. And the only thing available was the IMAX 3D showing. And now, I mean, look, normally that would be awesome, you would think, but I don't know. It was like, I think all told, it's like $23. And I remember halfway through the movie going, I can't believe I paid $23 for this. If I paid $8 or something, I'd be like, this is amazing. But it's not necessary to see it and all that. In fact, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just getting old, but it took me a good 10 minutes to know if I was going to be able to get through it.
It's long.
Because the 3D IMAX was making me sick. Because it's so much, especially that opening.
Yeah.
There's so much movement and like flashing back and forth and they're fighting on the ship. And I'm like, I'm getting old. I think I'm going to throw up.
I typically prefer the 2D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too much going on.
And 3D IMAX is like where
it's
like,
blow
your face off.
I was like, human eye is not made to comprehend all
if
this.
If I'm going to an opening of something, it's typically with people that want the 3D. But if I could, if I was the one making the decision for the group, I would say 2D. Too stimulating.
It was filmed completely in IMAX.
That's what someone said. Yeah. Is it the first film to be that way, though?
I think the whole movie. Unless you include like the 35-minute Under the Sea adventures, you'd watch it like the Science Center.
Yeah.
There used to be there was like a behind the scenes of movie making that they used to run. I used to go see it every time I'd play at IMAX. It was like, here's how we made King Kong in 1943. You seen King Kong Broadway show? Have you seen any of the promotion for this?
I saw just a clip of what the actual gorilla looks like. It's amazing.
Yeah, it opens in the fall. We're going in November to New York, and I'm like, I don't know if this is going to be Riker appropriate, but gosh, we would have a great time. It looks like just looks incredible.
It looks so good. Just
it's a puppet. I mean, a giant puppet.
It's
giant
an enormous puppet. In fact, I saw it on a puppetry Facebook group. Oh, so
you're in one of those.
I am.
All right. That tells a lot. That says a lot about you, Bart.
So not to shift gears, but Paul Reynolds asks, what's your gut feeling about Solo?
I think it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Ha! Get it? I think it's going to be...
Blaster.
Yeah. Remember, that's like when they cursed. I was going, blast. No.
Don't
it's
Star Wars.
I think it will not be anything more than that. I think it will be just fun. Mm-hmm. It will be very fun. I look forward. I think I will very much enjoy it. But I don't think, I doubt they can make it and I hate it. Like, that's the problem with this kind of movie. It's not being it not in the saga.
Am I allowed to talk about Last Jedi?
Yeah. Okay. It's been down for
a while. Well, I know. Yeah, but I'm saying, I don't know. I tweeted something
and people got mad. So, and about Infinity War, when it's like, I've already had to watch Han Solo die, Luke Skywalker mm-hmm. die, Wolverine die. Do I really need to see, like, everyone else die?
So, to me, I feel like why I'm still excited about Solo, even though it kind of killed my buzz Last Jedi did, is that because it's out of sequence, it's a backstory. I feel like also because it's going to be
the baby got backstory,
they want it to be older in a sense, so they're not going to try like random, like let's make this more futuristic like they did with the prequels,
right?
And all of a sudden they were great, the technology, and then everything went away. But I feel like that the Solo story is going to be just like you said, super fun. I'm not going to have to worry that anything is like ruined for me plot structure wise.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like, oh man, this is not how I pictured the Kessel Run.
But I'm kind of, I always thought the Kessel Run was a 5K.
I've always interpreted that completely wrong until a few years ago with the way Kessel Run was even said.
Right.
He's like, I did the Kessel Run in under 5 parsecs. Like, I don't even know. Like, that's what it is.
I
it's like a bull run. 5 parsecs
was a speed.
Maybe too, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I think so.
No,
it's a distance, right? Or no, it's a time.
Well, no, a race is always the same distance.
It's a time.
It's not a race, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was smuggling.
Isn't it a ship race?
That's why I always thought it was smuggling, too. It's when he's like, I dropped the freighter.
I thought it was like a road rally, but
with smuggling race?
I thought it was a smuggling, like the Natchez Trace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a parsec is a unit of distance, not time. So... He was referring directly to the.
What does that mean?
Wait,
that doesn't
make any sense.
Then how can you speed up time? No, how can you speed up
distance? I mean, how can you change distance? It's not a race anymore.
I always took it
I don't know.
Like the bull run that they do from like from New York to LA.
Bubble gum run.
That's hard.
Yeah. Or like cannonball run.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that's how I kind of always sort of interpreted it, but that's like a race. So I don't know. We'll see in the month.
I agree with Alex has said this yet. Like I have a hard time getting my head around the lead actor playing. Just and not there's anything wrong with him.
Yeah.
It's just
I think that's a lot of people's problems.
So unlike Harrison Ford. And how much time is there between this movie and New Hope?
They have not said.
Because boy, he does a lot of aging in a short period of time.
I think it's a while. I think he's like an early 20s here, and we pick up with Han when he's early 30s.
The biggest thing, I was watching the trailer last night, actually, before the movie, and I just couldn't help but thinking, like, I mean, it looks very much in keeping with Rogue One and the new Star Wars movies and everything, but you remember how, so you had the first trilogy from the 70s and 80s.
Yes.
All the ships and everything kind of looked hodgepodge, pieced together.
The used universe.
And then you had the episodes 1, 2, and 3 where everything was sleek and shiny.
Yeah.
Now, this kind of harkens back to that old look, as do the new movies. But, when did everything change? Like, I don't know.
At the fall of the Republic.
They just stopped making new ships?
Well, I think it became like a depression of sorts.
A universal depression?
What are we talking about? I was engaged in Kessel Run.
Like, when it goes from, when does everything turn from shiny and new?
Yeah, like, because it was like Soviet.
Right, like Vader takes over.
Why everything got kind of...
the Emperor.
Yeah, and it was a depression for the people that were rebels and all that, because they were using busted old
Because that means
stuff.
This takes place somewhere in the halfway point between...
It's like the roaring 20s versus the 30s.
Right.
So this takes place somewhere between, what was the one where he turned into Darth Vader? Revenge of the Sith, and A New Hope. This takes place somewhere probably in the middle. Then,
right, which
probably.
Is why I feel like those, stylistically.
What did they say? Those are 30 years apart?
No, those are 17 years apart.
Okay. So a lot happened in 17 years.
Well, you got to assume Han is now, how old? He would be, he's probably in his early 20s. We pick up with him
in this movie.
30s.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I look forward to it. I've gotten over that. The actor looking or sounding like him.
I guess.
One, Donald Glover looks and sounds a lot like Billy Dee. He's like capturing those little moments in his dialogue where it doesn't sound like he's impersonating him, but just has a moment. I think it'd be great. I'll be there day one.
What is what is Billy D? What is Lando's role in Cloud City when Bespin? That's what it's actually called.
Yeah.
In Return of the Cloud. In the Empire Strikes Back. What is his role up there?
He's like the president.
Is he kind like of, the mayor? Like, the president? Is he royalty?
Some kind of official.
He's like the leader of it.
Yeah.
So how does he go from being a smuggler basically to the leader of?
Because that's where essentially they escape
Fancy City.
Because he says like you can't really. Track is here among the clouds.
Oh.
Something, he says something like that. So he is.
So is that whole city a bunch of like criminal? Like is that is?
Ask Australia. I don't know.
It's horrible to say that. It's like a prison colony that turned into a bunch of escaped prisoners that turned into nice people like aristocrats. Anyway,
ask Lobot.
Can I go into some Kessel Run business here?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, it was a smuggling route, not a race. And it is a unit of distance, but because it's like space talk, it's using curvatures of the universe and black holes and things like that, is that the Kessel Run, this Wired article is saying, was an 18 parsec route. But because he was basically saying how skilled of a pilot he is he was able to navigate the nebulas and the black holes and things to make it a shorter distance, would translate to shorter time.
They're going to make that easier to understand, I feel like, in this movie.
Well, because Jonathan Navarro, champion of the Beverly Challenge, the Beverly 99 Bananas Challenge, I should say, said that the Kessel Run supposedly goes along a black hole. So you're basically racing, skirting the rim of a black hole?
Yes. And there's this Wired article talks about like science between like Earth and the sun
that's
and the way that orbits work and utilizing the orbit to like skirt around dimensions. Essentially, he's a time traveler.
We'll find out. And then it's going to jump forward in time. Amanda's watching. You have to say happy birthday to Amanda.
Happy birthday.
Hello.
I was going to say it until I saw she was watching. So I didn't, waste my words. She's not going to listen to this.
Gary says Lando was the president. I think you're thinking of Mel Brooks in Spaceballs.
He's the something.
President
Screw. He is like a...
I myself. Yeah. Oh, wait, that was a different movie. It was To Be or Not to Be. Anyway.
They're all the same.
It's kind of like Full House and Batman Returns. Same thing.
It's all the same.
That's what my quote was from.
Which one?
Batman Returns?
That's my name. Don't wear it out or you'll have to buy me a new one. This is from Batman Returns.
Wow, that's even more obscure.
Which is weird that I'm like, yeah, it's a Full House quote.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
It was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer. Grease 2.
You lousy minx. You gave out all the signals.
We're doing a lot of Michelle Pfeiffer talk.
Uh-huh. Well, rightly so.
Ron said, has anyone seen Lost in Space? I watched the first one.
No, I did. That just kind of appeared.
Yeah, there was no hoopla for that, but it appeared. And I watched the first one. Matt.
I watched all of them.
Did you love it?
It's excellent.
Is it?
I love the first one, but it's stinking stressful. Like by the end of the first one, I was like, I can't binge this. Like I'm gonna get sick one day. This happened with Stranger Things. It's pretty intense. So Stranger Things happened to me. I watched the first one with Amanda and she wasn't into it. And I'm like, I'm not gonna be able to watch this until I get sick. And when I get sick and I can stay in bed all day, I'll watch all of them. And now that's the problem with Stranger Things season one. It's a little blurry because I was probably on some form of cold medicine and don't remember exactly what happened. But so that'll happen with Lost in Space. I really like the first one though. I love the I went through a Lost in Space phase as a kid where I loved the original.
It was right around the time that the Lost in Space film came out.
It was before then. It was a couple years ago. And then I remember getting real pumped up for the Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah, I didn't hate that movie.
I didn't hate it either.
I liked the original Lost in
Space. People hate that movie. I didn't hate it. I haven't seen it since then. It could be real bad.
It's the rock star of the space genre.
Yeah. I mean, Blarb was Blarb. Wasn't that the name of the little creature that the girl with the weird voice found and kept as a pet? I think it was called Blarb.
Yeah, which is also, I feel like, in Stranger Things.
Yeah, well, that's Barb.
But it's also in Harry Potter. Blarb, you know, the little Dimma Blarb.
Save Blarb. Blarb's not dead.
Surely alive.
Oh, my God. Living on the other side.
Living on the upside down. We should do a Stranger Things Newsboys tribute album.
What is going on with the cameras?
Uh-oh.
We're seeing Matt Lott.
Yeah,
we're seeing Matt Lott in the
booth. Are you back there?
Matt, he is back there.
Sorry.
He's also
Matt Lott?
He's Marco Poloing us.
I was talking.
You weren't.
All right.
You need to see.
I'm sorry, guys.
I got locked out of my AT&T account.
Oh, yeah. What happened with that?
So I signed up for Xfinity.
You're moving back to the dark side.
Moving back to the Comcast. Because, one, I love your Comcast when we go over to your house. I'm like, man, this X1's pretty cool. It's a lot better than my janky old terrible AT&T U-verse. Uh-huh. And so I'm saving $150 a month and getting almost triple my internet speed and the same TV package that I have currently. So I'm like, yeah, this is worth it. So I got installed today, and then I called AT&T to cancel. And the lady goes, she gave me the whole rigmarole trying to get me. Oh, I'm in the loyalty. You sure you want to? I'm like, ma'am, I've already got the service. I just want to cancel. So she goes, okay. Well, I just need your PIN, your four-digit PIN. I mean, I don't have a four-digit PIN, but I can take a crack at it. Probably the same four-digit PIN that I would use for other things.
Yeah.
So I give it to her.
Nope. She's,
no, that's not correct. How about we do this? What's your favorite restaurant? I've had U-verse for like 5 years. I'm like, ma'am, I don't know if you know this, but Nashville has had quite the food scene explosion
over
the past few years. So I'm not going to lie. I don't know that it's going to be the same restaurant that I may have said 4 years ago. And she goes, well, you can take a guess. So I go, okay. So I guessed.
Olive Garden.
She goes, mm-mm, no, that's not right.
No, you don't like
it. I go,
it
well, and she goes, I'm going to let you try either that question or your PIN one more time. And then you're locked out of your account. Oh, and you have to go to a physical store and show your driver's license to get it unlocked. And so now I'm wondering how many months I'm going to be stuck with two services that I'm not using because I'm
what
not going to go by
this
the store.
This is what I did with the first time I canceled Xfinity.
Uh-huh.
You take the box, you throw it in the garbage. They can't charge you then.
No, pretty sure that's not true.
I'm pretty sure that won't work at all.
Well, technically, you lease that
the
gear.
The opinions of Logan Secular are not necessarily the opinions
yeah,
of BLT.
I'm pretty sure you still have a...
plug it.
You still have a contract.
How are they even going to find you?
They're still billing me.
Then you call and say, have I used that TV? Can you see my usage? Yeah, is it zero? Guess what? I tried to tell you it was me. Clearly, I was right. I showed you. I unplugged it.
So how long of a window do I have after I throw this
well,
gear
away?
Well,
I threw away my gear, and I got a call like 6 months later, like, you don't own that gear, and it's like, no one took it from me, so sorry, it's been put in the dumpster 6 months ago. And they were just like, all right. Because I had these old DVR boxes, the old Mitsubishis that were
and it had like the card.
You could kill someone with it. Like, they were huge, yeah. And then I literally
I love
just
Logan's like description of something that's, you know, a large appliance. And like, I mean, you could kill somebody with it.
I mean, it's just huge. Like, they're big, clunking. They were like pieces. They were like the original TiVos. Like, you could, they're a DVD player, the original DVD players. You could take someone out with it.
Lacey Chabert? Do you French it up?
Javert.
Like in Les Mis?
24601?
Gretchen Wieners.
What?
It's Gretchen Wieners from Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, but does she have a weird voice in Mean
what?
Girls, too?
Yeah.
Okay. She had a very squeaky voice in Lost in Space. She was the youngest dog.
Oh. We took way back. I thought that was one of our
and
listeners.
And she had Blarp.
I thought one of our listeners, that was their name, and they were commenting. Like, we're kind of making fun of this person. It's not really nice.
Gretchen Wieners.
Yeah.
No, she was the one that found Blarp.
I have a vague recollection
of that. Thank you for tracking that one down.
Someone posted. I'm looking at the comments.
No.
I'm interacting with our
listeners. I don't know how to do that.
They're followers. Because I remember she was very, I remember thinking, and this was a long time ago this movie came out, that she was very cute, had a very strange voice. But not in a bad way. So. I might still have some feelings. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry.
That's how I felt about Matt LeBlanc in that movie.
Well, all right.
One day.
Well, I don't think that we felt the same way at all, to be honest with you.
I'm going to be as cool as him.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of made. He's one of the few friends that's like done something.
I mean, he's kept work. Well,
that's what I mean. Like, he's had shows. I think he continually has had a show.
The guy's not stopped working.
Yeah, everyone else, other than him and Jennifer Aniston, and even her kind of goes up
even
and down
her,
in her career.
Is that
he's kind of just stayed the same.
I think Jennifer Aniston is a case of the whole country getting together and agreeing not to hurt someone's feelings because she has she been in a movie that's made in a hit. She's
been
always working. But
the Millers, Meet the Millers.
Okay, we're the Millers was fun.
I don't know if it made money.
It did.
Oh, okay. That was like one of my favorite movies.
It was fun.
I've ever seen.
That was, but it was a good movie, but I wouldn't say because of her.
No.
I mean, I think that was all.
Beg to differ there,
well,
Bart.
I mean, you're talking about the dance scene. Okay, well, I'll give you that. But.
What dance scene are you talking about? I'm just talking about her hilarious comedic timing.
Is that what it was?
She was in Horrible Bosses. But again, not really the reason you're watching it. Kind
Maybe
of a cameo.
Loop. That can't be right.
What?
Someone says the creature's name was Debbie the Bloop.
I'm looking at all the movies she's been in. You're right. The breakup was a hit, but that was 13 years
That's
ago.
That's true. Movie's brutal to watch, though.
Along Came Polly, I saw a long time ago. A lot of this stuff has been a while. Been a while. Wanderlust, I hated. I don't hate a lot of movies, and I did not like that movie.
She's got a couple new movies coming out this
blarp.
Year.
I'm looking at it right here. Blarp, Lost in Face.
Hey, chill out, man. Lost in Face.
Lost in Face.
Look at the wrong guy.
The alien creature described in the script and some spin-off novels.
Don't
there were spin-off
that.
Novels of the Lost in Space
youth
movie.
Youth novels, I'm sure.
As the lizard monkey encountered by the crew of Jupiter 2 in 1998 Lost in Space movie. Was that really 98?
Yeah.
It was original as an update. Oh, Blarp was envisioned as an update for the character of Debbie in the original Lost in Space TV series. Wow, I don't even remember what that.
No, I remember going into Media Play and they had all of the Lost in Space stuff, and I was so pumped that I bought a lot of garbage. I wish I still had some of it. I love Media Play. Remember Media Play?
No, what is it?
Remember Media Play? You don't remember Media Play? Media Play was like a Best Buy kind of, but more collectibles.
Oh, like a store?
I'd be like, I'm picking up my Wolfpack shirt and also this Ninja Turtle and also a DVD that cost me like $800 because they were so expensive at the time.
I've
Quality will never get better
something
than this.
New.
On VHS?
I just did a Google image search for Blarp, and there's a whole meme of people renaming the Paul Blart movie.
Paul Blart.
It's like, here's Kevin James. It's Paul Blart. Carp. He's a big old carp fish.
What?
Yeah. Ultron Malbot.
Okay, that's weird.
Kevin James takes a poop.
Ultron Malbot. Is it all Kevin James movies? Or
no,
just,
it's just all Paul Blart. It's all here's, Kevin Blames.
Kevin Blames.
Meme Cop.
It says Paul Fart.
Yeah, Jamal Fart.
Jamal Fart.
And it says John Cena. Donkey Kong. I love that this is something I've discovered.
Over.
If they want to see this, what do they search?
I put Blarp in Google image search.
Google image
and
search
this
blarp.
Is what.
They spell Blarp. B-L-A-R-P?
B-L-A-R-P.
What's that one?
It's this one. This one?
Dong. You're going way off the mic there, Bart.
Oh, wow. Some of these I can't read.
Is it like a Tumblr?
No, they're just pictures. This is called Google Images. It's sort of like a Tumblr.
No, look at them seeing some of these. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is lowercase.
Oh, okay.
Flash. All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Now I gotta move on.
It's a funny meme, y'all. It's a thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Pop Tart.
Oh, okay. I don't know if we can go up from here. That's pretty good.
It's fun.
How long have we been going?
I don't even mind that I'm locked out of my AT&T account.
No, really. Who needs?
Look, what's your next step? Is there a store nearby?
Yeah, how are you going to get this resolved?
Yeah, I'm going to go by the store.
Are there AT&T stores?
Show them my license. Yeah, that's where I got my iPhone last week. So.
Yeah, I can't read that one. Never mind.
Yeah. Some people are real mean to Paul Blart.
Mean to Paul Blart, and it's not right.
Medieval Times just sent me an email. We don't want to miss your birthday.
Did you see? No, I don't know if you would have saw this.
It's in November.
Well, I think this must be Amanda's because her birthday's today. Oh, but it's also like, I get free admission during your birthday month to Medieval Times.
Did you? When I took
pretty good.
Wait, multiple times?
When's your birthday? You're going to be there for your birthday month.
I'm going in July.
When's your birthday?
June.
When's your birthday?
August.
So just a little too early.
A little too early.
I can't take this anymore. We've lost control.
This one says.
Oh, there was just never mind.
What happened?
Like an infinity moment happened to that screen.
Oh.
This says Space Jam Blam, Blal Snart, God is dead. It's not even like a good picture. It's just so funny.
Anyway, did you see that when we took my daughter to Rainforest Cafe for her birthday? which happened to be the weekend before Easter. So that was they had an Easter brunch, a breakfast, Easter, obviously brunch is breakfast, which is something they don't usually do by us. The only rainforest cafes that do breakfast are the ones down at Disney usually. And I think even that's just one. But so I think I put it on Twitter or something, like, we're at Rainforest Cafe, whatever. And Medieval Times, their account, like, commented saying, why don't you bring her here for her birthday?
So they were, like, vanity searching birthdays?
I was like, why don't you give me a free dinner and I'll come bring her?
I can hook that up. Plans. Like, I like that idea that they were just Twitter searching.
Yeah, it was
birthdays.
Weird.
And they were like, all right, look, here's our new strategy.
I have a feeling they were probably Twitter searching Rainforest Cafe.
Oh,
because they're not far. Because
like
it's only it is right down the interstate.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be a
that
for
is
us.
What they were looking.
They're not
for.
Owned by the same company.
No, I know, but I've,
so
they're
it's
probably
even
like,
weirder. Like,
but they're probably like, okay, if someone
it's our competition,
someone
in
who
the area.
Likes themed restaurants, let's look up Rainforest. If they like that, they'll probably like us. But the difference is the price, unfortunately. So
the price is well. Not that.
And utensils.
That, yeah.
Well, you know, honestly, I would go to, I've never been to Medieval Times. I actually would love to go.
It's a blast.
My kids won't, they just won't eat. They won't eat soup. They won't eat,
yeah,
well, my son
Riker
would.
Doesn't really
I
eat.
I think my son would probably eat the chicken now. He wouldn't have before. So what are they going to eat? The bread?
Yes. My son
are you
the
Marco
bread
Poloing me while I'm doing the show?
Yeah.
With are the you guys Marco on the Marco voice. Polo? Amanda got me on this. I'm pretty sure it started with like.
We've make you a lady.
Like,
oh, thank you.
Like moms that
you
were frustrated and needed to be able to take it out on people.
You wouldn't be the first
fella. And they started this thing where it's like it's video texting. And
yeah,
it's
I don't understand
it's live.
The point of it rather than just FaceTime.
It's
because
just,
we can
it's
all
just
be in like a group.
Short. What'd you call it? Polite FaceTiming?
Yeah, that's what Will said. It's like polite polite podcasting can be.
Yeah, you have
yeah, you
to wait
turn.
For someone to end. You can't interrupt.
It's like forced NPR.
Uh-huh.
Like it's gonna sound edited. Like you listen to NPR, it's like clearly you didn't ask this question at the same time that this person answered it.
Uh-huh.
That's what it feels like on Marco Polo. And you can add whoever you have your phone number, which what's weird is I have a lot of people's phone number that are like people I would never want to really talk, or people who I don't know. It's like, do I want to send a Marco Polo to Ricky the Dragon Steamboat? A little.
Kind of. I would.
But I was like, that probably shouldn't be our first interaction. What's up, man?
You can still see us. It went dead
the
on mine.
The difference with it is that like most social media apps and platforms, they may scan your phone for contacts, but they're going to be like, here's people you can add. This, you're automatically added. It's like if it recognizes a thing, it's like, oh, hey.
Well, if you could, I guarantee you there's a lot more people on there.
There are more, but the ones that it picked
it's like
for
the
me,
random ones.
Like, don't know about this.
Yeah, yeah.
I would prefer, because am I all of a sudden on their end? Like, yeah. They're like, why is he
trying to message
yeah,
me?
It's yeah, it's weird. Like,
yeah, like there's a few of my friends
these,
that were like.
Some of these I didn't know I still had their phone number in my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe one of the lead them. One was a taxi driver. He gave me his number to like, hey, you back before Uber. He'd be like, here's my card.
Can we please do it right now?
I don't want, his name is Shaw. I don't know if we want to talk to Shaw right now. But he's like, hey, you need me to pick you up? No, I have Uber.
Did you see Kevin? This within the last hour, Kevin Feige. Is it Feige?
Fake.
Not, it's not Feige, like beige. Posted a letter to the greatest fans.
Fake?
Past tense.
Right,
if anybody would know,
Feige.
I thought
Feige.
It was Feige. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, it says on the. Half
I'm thinking of who directed Ghostbusters?
Catherine Heigl.
No, the 2016 Ghostbusters.
Paul Feige.
Paul Feige.
Okay, what? It's the Marvel one.
Okay, that's Kevin.
Oh,
that's
I call it Faygo.
Like the ICP?
Like the ICP.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, he posted a very nice thank you letter.
To you?
Yes, just to me specifically. Said, thank you for spending the $23 to see it in IMAX when you didn't want to.
Yeah, we know you regretted your experience.
Yeah.
Trust me, it'll pay off. We're giving you free tickets
it'll be
next
better.
Year.
The next one will be better, we promise.
You know,
and they're going to drop a new Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer tomorrow. It says, where were Ant-Man and Wasp during the Avengers Infinity War?
Speaking
find out tomorrow.
Of movies.
Find out tomorrow. When does the movie come out?
I don't know. Matt, when
July.
Is it?
July.
Oh, so pretty soon.
7th.
I don't need...
didn't even have to Google it, ladies and gentlemen.
The
just knew.
Estimated time of arrival. What was that movie ETA? You remember that? You look at all the box office coming soon.
Video
oh, coming
ETA.
Soon.net. That's what
yeah,
it was.
Video ETA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same concept. I don't need that anymore. I've Matt Lott. He can tell
right.
me any movie.
Woo.
Well, Matt Lott, because they can hear you, right? You
yeah.
had a horrible experience. So what happens, they went to go see the Infinity War. Dylan and Matt Lott, who you've heard both on these podcasts. So they text me. They're like, hey, we're going to see it. 7 o'clock. I can't do it because it's like we're putting kids down. It's just been a long week, so like I probably can't make it. Then I get a text from Dylan. By the way, they bought their tickets like day one, minute one, right?
The final trailer came out, tickets on sale. I went to Fandango, bought my tickets.
All right, so they got them like dead center, perfect, and beautiful. It's a big D.
Dylan described it as front and center. I was like, nah, I don't think you want to be front.
Okay. And
yeah, like, big D like theater.
Middle,
go ahead.
Middle center.
Get those Paul Bart memes.
Middle theater.
The big D.
Big D. I get a text at like 20 after 7 that's like, hey, the movie isn't playing.
Ugh.
So what happened?
Okay, so we're sitting there, and people were kind of filing into the theater.
And this for you is like Star Wars for me.
It is.
Like, this is like, if this had happened on episode 7, like where I went into The Force Awakens, and it was like, oh, sorry. Like, this
that's
is a
exactly,
huge deal. Yeah.
Exactly. And not, you know, more than just the Marvel movies. That's 2008. I started reading comics when I was like 12.
And this is the big one.
The big one.
So what happened?
We're sitting there. People were filing in. Weren't really paying attention to the time because we were so excited. And then a movie attendant person comes walking in and says, hey, we're working on stuff. We're going to get it worked out. Everybody just be patient. And so then it was like, wait, what's he talking? So
what happened?
Yeah, looked at the phone, looked at our time, and it's like, oh, it's 7:07. Oh, we're running a little late.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we're just, well, everybody, you could tell everybody in the theater started getting this kind of nervous inner, like everybody's kind of. So then, sure enough, a few minutes later, that guy comes out with the manager, of course. And everybody just kind of looked down, and I saw that Joker just holding like stacks of readmission tickets, and I was the anger hit.
And just canceled.
Yeah, he said the projector was just, I don't know. He actually said this theater is broken.
Oh, that's a real technical way to say it.
And you're sitting there saying, this is 2018.
He's working at the theater. Like, give the man a break.
He runs the theater. So the theater's broken, and they say, okay, we're going to make it up to you. We know it's 7 o'clock now, and the movie's 2.5 hours long. But
right, they say we're going to refund your money, we're going to refund your concessions, and we're going to give you a free pass to another movie you can use anytime. But we're setting up another showing specifically for this at 11 p.m.
Not in Big D, and you had to pick your seats, right?
Yes.
So that was all thrown out the window, but it was still worth it.
Yeah, it was
worth
it. Luckily, I think
finished that movie before you guys finished the movie, and I'm the one who was like, I can't go. It's too early.
Right.
It's miserable.
And what was weird is that when you were watching The Mask of Zorro instead of Infinity Wars, you're like, this is not right. Antonio Banderas is not Iron Man.
I'm sure this movie came out in the 90s. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Now, I've only had that happen to me a couple times, and it's usually at that same theater. That theater's happened to me multiple times. And one of it, were you with me when we tried to go see Electric Apricot in The Quest for Festeroo?
Yes.
So that's the only other time that's ever happened.
I don't know what that is.
It was a movie made by Les Claypool.
Oh.
And guess what? You know how many other people knew about that movie? About 5 of us. Mm-hmm. They were in this theater, and they started playing the audio.
In addition to
we rated around,
me and Logan.
Yeah, 45 minutes. And it was a mockumentary about a jam band going to Festeroo, which is like their Bonnaroo. And we waited like weeks to go. They were doing a one-night-only screening. They couldn't show it. They walked in, they're like, eh, we're out. I watched it later on DVD.
It was not one that they were like,
the trailer's
we're setting up a screening for you
they
in an
done.
Hour. It may just be that they were like, eh, we don't really want to sit here for the Electric Apricot.
Sorry, guys. This is losing money on
the other
on
three
satellite
people
time.
Were smoking, so that was may have contributed to why they canceled it as well.
It was a rough night.
Did we put the show on both pages?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder the comments aren't matching up. Are people actually watching us on two channels at one time?
Well, no, it's like they're watching. They're
some
watching
of you are commenting
the group.
Here and there.
I just shared
comments.
It to the group.
I love that we're getting on the. If people that are listening to this later on iTunes aren't seeing this, I love that on the feed on Facebook, these great Matt Lott shots, because it reminds me of the late
Lott
90s,
shots.
Early 2000s. The Howard Stern E! Show, where they'd show the guys in the booth.
He's Robin.
He's Robin behind the glass. Yeah, and you got the
let's
time.
Go to the news
and
with
you
Matt
can
Lott.
Have the time screen and stuff, just like see Stuttering John back there. Anyway,
we call those schlots.
The second time today we've talked about Stuttering John Melendez.
Schlots. Matt Lott shots.
Did
Matt
Dylan Lott tell schlots? You what happened when we? So in there the interim, again. We kind of hung out in the theater because there's a restaurant bar.
He's taking this over.
Were you at the AMC?
Yes.
You're at MacGuffin's? That was where I went to the IMAX the other night.
Look at that. His ran.
We're standing there waiting on our drinks.
I have complaints as well, though, but go ahead.
That place takes forever for food and drink. Anyway, we're standing there, and the two guys behind the bar, they just go, oh yeah, we heard about that. Man, we've been seeing that. We knew that theater's broken like a month ago.
Thanks, boys.
Anger. That theater's on the brink, man.
So basically, when we buy our solo tickets, we need to go not there.
So I went there last night. I went and ordered a large drink because I was like, it's going to be a late night. And I go, and they don't give you a drink. They give you an empty cup, and they've just got a bank of Coke Freestyle machines.
Yeah, but not enough Coke Freestyle machines for, like, you know, a full theater.
Well, that's the thing. So obviously, it's the end. I mean, this is like, it wasn't actually the last show. There was one even later, but. So I go up to the first one, hit the Coke Zero thing, and it's black and white, which means they're out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. Okay. Go to the next one. Out. Well, but they had Diet Coke. I'm like, I'll live with it. I'll do Diet Coke with cherry. No ice. Then I go to the other one to get ice. I come back, and this one won't pour anything. I'm like, what the heck? And the other one is completely black.
Yeah.
So I go back to the counter, and the same guy that waited on me, I go, dude, none of your machines are, there's nothing, it's not pouring. And he literally just stares at me and goes, there's others if you just go around. There's more machines. It's like literally like just there's more machines.
He's just done.
He was done. I'm like, all right, thanks for the customer service.
These machines are the ones out front.
And they're the same. Yeah. So finally I found one that had Coke Zero, but I had to get ice from a separate machine.
Oh, yeah, the ice thing.
When we saw Last Jedi, it was like none of them worked.
Yeah, what the heck?
I was like, I'll just have a water.
Were
now.
There characters out at the showing?
There were.
I almost took Riker just to see the characters.
Zorro.
He kind of gets scared of
fat Spider-Man
characters that
aren't
like in a mask. Like he'll meet Chewbacca, but he doesn't want to meet like Captain America.
You don't want to meet Lobaca.
Yeah, or like the guy who thinks he's Thor, and that guy thinks he's Thor.
He does think, and he was there.
He was definitely there. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The hammer's not even heavy.
It's not even a real hammer. You can't even do any construction with this.
Not seen you nail one nail with that hammer.
Why is it even a hammer?
Because it's a Norse god.
Did the Norsers create hammers?
They created Thor.
What came first, Thor or a hammer?
That's a good question. No, in real life, I think hammers existed well before the Norse.
Before the Greek mythology?
Yeah, I'm sure that, someone at some point was like, I'm going to tie this rock to this stick with these reeds. Hammer time.
I can give you a little background on the hammer. I don't know which one came
like the actual,
but not like Thor's a hammer ball or actual hammer or a claw
yeah,
hammer.
Yeah, are you talking about the history of a hammer?
Yeah,
or history
the hammer
of
was
Thor's
invented.
Hammer.
Thor's hammer.
Okay, give it to us, and we'll close out with this.
It's a little, and this a little bit, and this is from comics. This isn't so not. It might have changed in the movies.
In the MCU,
right? But as far as Mjolnir, which is how you pronounce it,
mm-hmm. Which is the what it's made out of.
It's made of Uru.
And Mjolnir is...
These are not English words.
Mjolnir is the name of the hammer.
Meow.
I thought that was the singing candlesticks in Beauty and the Beast.
Mjolnir.
Right, it's got it. So if you're worthy, you
pick it up. Okay, go ahead.
If you're worthy, you can pick up this hammer.
Because right. It's got like a magic spell on it.
Right. What we didn't know until recently in the comics they revealed, the hammer is encasing an ancient god, Tempest.
The god inside the hammer?
The god is inside
Tempest
of the
in
hammer.
A hammer cup.
That's what I was going to get Gene Simmons to sign at the top of that.
The god
is in the
hammer.
Rock and roll.
Isn't Thor a woman now?
Do what?
Isn't Thor a woman now in the comics?
Until very recently.
Oh. But it was actually Thor. It wasn't like a woman took
right.
over, right? They just rebooted as if Thor was
Lady
a woman.
Thor?
No, there's a different character called Lady Thor. Oh.
That's dumb.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that's too much.
It's too much.
But it was one of the most well-written stories. It was so good.
You're going to hate me for saying this, Matt Lott, but that's the problem with comic books.
Okay.
Cal Higgins wrote the new Power Rangers. He also wrote the new Nightwing. So we've been reading Power Rangers, Lord Dracon.
I'm more of a fan of Red Hulk than anything.
You don't like Red Hulk.
Who doesn't like Red Hulk?
Everyone.
Okay.
I finally split my registration for non-attending Power Morphicon to get my Lord Dracon figure.
Got it.
I got it. So I split it with three guys. A professional wrestler who I don't know.
Wait, time out. You split an action figure with three guys?
No.
It's the sheer time with it.
Registration.
My time to play with it.
I bought the red registration, which was not cheap.
Bring it over now.
But you had to have a fake registration to buy these action figures. through this con. They're con exclusive figures.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
So to get them, you could buy a non-attending pass. But each level of pass, you got a chance at purchasing. So you could buy it from one figure to 10 figure, depending if you were on the silver plan, platinum plan, red plan. I'm a red plan.
Why didn't
plan.
They just upcharge the figures?
You know.
Like, why make it so dang complicated? Just upcharge them.
That's because they
make them $200 figure.
Because they were $50.
Right. Just make it $200 and call it a day instead of this wacko.
Well, I paid a lot less than $200, so I'm glad. I would.
Okay. Well, then upcharge to Logan's cost.
I would
and
have
just make it a simpler transaction.
Nope. So I had to go in with me, Ethan Page, professional wrestler, and my friend Chris Wilkins, who does another wrestling podcast. And we went in together and split the red registration.
Neat. I'm proud of you.
So now I have an action figure of a character from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers that was just created as Bandai wraps up their
and you
their
can,
agreement.
You have an admission to a con you're not going
no,
to.
No, non-attending admission.
What the heck is that? Oh, let's create
yes.
a class of people.
No, each one had a non-attending option, which was a little bit cheaper. Or no.
What
does
it even
a little
mean?
Cheaper.
What else do you I get besides right to purchase the figure?
Right to purchase all the exclusives.
Right. Why don't they just upcharge them?
they upcharge them in the secondary market.
Yeah. That's the thing is, I almost went for the option where I could buy the platinum pass and buy 10 figures, and I thought I'd sell them, but that was like $1,000. Like, eh, yeah.
Well, you could have sold the figures potentially for like $200.
That's a big potentially. Because they also were like, we're making as many as ordered, and however many we have left, we're going to sell.
A good yeah. track record of upselling some action figures.
I did. I sold all these Django Unchained action figures and made lots of money. Like, a lot of money.
And like, you wonder how I missed the window where they took them all off eBay.
No, I was on eBay, and they shut me down. After my bid was up to $7,000. I didn't get to sell it for that much.
Full set. Which you paid what? $200?
I paid, like $40 a figure. And then they shut me down. Someone messaged me and were like, I'm still in. But it was for significantly less, but it was still a lot of money. It was crazy. It was a crazy day for me.
More importantly, did you guys ever see the MTV True Life? I believe the episode was I'm a Fanboy, but one segment was about a guy who was obsessed with Power Rangers. And this was probably 15 years ago. I'm trying to find... It's on YouTube. There's a clip of him. His name is Jason. I'm obsessed with Power. But then
that's fitting that his name would be Jason.
Then they did a follow-up one called True Life. I'm a Power Ranger outcast.
Doesn't cost that much to change
your name. There's Billy over here.
Someone says they're a Power Ranger outcast.
Change my name to Logan St. John.
What? It's Power Ranger. It's cheaper to change your last name. Actually, more cost-effective to change your last name than your first name.
He's playing with a Power Rangers toy.
Okay, what are you watching?
I'm going to watch my own videos.
They said Power Rangers is set to turn off to women.
He's at a Toy Story. He found some obscure...
don't think that was what you led with.
Power Rangers.
Though. Oh, no, I led with Power Rangers. I led with professional wrestling and...
Yeah, it's
did
more
you
of a trap scenario.
No, I didn't really lead with that.
She brought it back to your life.
She did. It's all her fault.
Happy birthday. It's all her fault. It's all... hockey.
No, she's a ref. Comes full circle. You guys like full circle?
I like a perfect circle.
Better. Let's wrap it up here. All right. You feel good?
Yeah. I can't keep up with our comments. I'm sorry if you're commenting and mine aren't refreshing.
It's okay.
Really, but
most people will listen to this later.
I know. I feel like we're leaving people
When you start talking to people, that's when it gets like, no.
Weird.
Like, yeah, because people are going to watch us later and be like, what are they even
But I'm a man about? Of the people. I like to interact with
you know,
with
no one's ever accused you of being that.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at your fancy pants. You have jewelry.
With my jewelry?
And yeah, nice.
My jewelry.
Well-coiffed hair.
All right.
Look at my hair. Look at Will's hair.
Yeah.
That's hair of
Hello!
The people. We have hair of the people. Matt Lott's got hair of a Norse god.
Matt, he does have the hair of a Norse god.
I call his
true.
Hair Fraggle Rock
he used to
or
have,
Ragnarok
he used
or whatever
to have
it is.
Eminem blonde hair.
I did.
Thor Fraggle Rock? Now, yeah. That's a movie I would go see.
I can't That's all I hear when people say it, so
Thor
I won't see
Ragnarok.
That movie.
Thor Fraggle Rock?
Down it. Mm-hmm. Ragnarok.
I don't even like that rock.
Either of them.
The Ragnarok.
Or Fraggle Rock.
No, that's an okay
you
rock.
You have to like Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock doesn't hold up as well as you think it would. Production way,
you know what?
Way bad.
That's why my life
doesn't go backwards.
Theme is just like, leave it. And it was good.
What was that shot? Yeah, Will's hairline?
Grease is awful. Come at him.
You look like Steve Broome in that one shot.
What?
You dangus.
He does look like Dr. Steve Brule.
He looks like the Mighty Ducks.
That's a great shot.
What's his name of the Mighty Ducks?
We'll just say, you're going to love it.
So, you should say, hey, bada bada.
Hey, bada bada bada. So wing. Hey, goalie, 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 goalie. Hey.
Keep seeing Will's forehead pop up.
All right, let's wrap it up. That's going to do BLT this week. Bart, take us home.
What did we learn today? We don't still do that anymore.
Write down your favorite restaurant from 5 years ago.
Yeah,
send it to Will.
Keep your security questions in an unsecure, not your brain.
Just put O'Charlie's.
What? Why did they
crap, it was O'Charlie's. It was O'Charlie's. I knew it.
Oh, I did it as a joke.
Yeah. Logan will think this is hilarious.
Yeah.
Does O'Charlie's exist outside of the airport?
Yeah, we got
one
here.
We got one.
Oh, yeah. I got one by my house and one by Will's house.
There's one at the Nashville airport, I see.
Yeah, Logan, that's an O'Charlie's too. Excuse me.
No, that's Chili's too.
Oh, it's O'Charlie's
Junior.
It's just O'Charlie's.
No, they have a limited menu.
But they don't differentiate.
I don't know.
It's like...
Oh, there's O'Charlie's to go.
Small rolls.
And now this is weird. There was a commercial on back home the other night for Zaxby's, which we don't have, but whatever cable channel we're watching. And that's a chicken place, right?
Yes.
But is it fast food?
Yes. But they serve it on real plates. Oh. Not in the drive-thru, obviously.
Real plastic.
But in the store, they serve it. No. Is it plastic? Or is
it
like ceramic?
It's plastic.
It just looks ceramic.
But it's not like,
right,
you don't throw it away.
I believe the Chrisley's, like, the Zaxby's.
Yeah, Savannah's Chrisley's been in front of me at my Zaxby's.
At your Zaxby's?
Uh-huh. I've heard her yelling out the window, placing her order.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
All right, folks. Well, now that we're talking about food, I think it's time to wrap it up.
Yep.
It's been nice to be back.
Mm-hmm.
On the air. Do we call this being on the air? Whatever this is, on the Facebook airs?
I call it on the fiber.
We'll be back on the fiber.
Oof. I need after that lunch.
I need to get back on the, I'm back on the fiber.
Uh-huh.
That's it. This will be up on iTunes eventually.
Never.
So people that aren't watching now that are worried. I'm getting a lot of, somebody even commented on one of my vlogs the other day. They were concerned.
Sam?
But they didn't ask where Tim was. Most people understood he's not here anymore.
We're halfway to Halloween.
We are halfway to Halloween, aren't we?
Are we halfway now or tomorrow?
It's a debate that often occurs.
Uh-huh. I guess. Well, we're close.
Especially in your household,
right? Because it's halfway to. It's Amanda's birthday. It's my son's. Well, I don't want to say his birthday. Never mind. It's not my son's birthday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll cut that out.
No. It's not his birthday. This is not his birthday today, but his birthday's closer to Halloween.
It's his favorite holiday is Halloween.
Yeah. Always is.
It's everybody's favorite holiday. Should be Halloween. All right, folks. What else
more
is there to say? Yeah,
which is weird. Which is weird. It's a weird thing.
No, it's not. I get it.
It's stressful. It's very stressful.
You just drink a lot.
What's the most stressful holiday?
Drinking.
Thanksgiving.
Yes, that's what I call Thanksgiving.
Drink. Mother's
Christmas,
Day.
Something, you never know. See, I got everything back to back. Now I got my 6 month.
If you're a guy and you
this.
Get married, Mother's Day is the most stressful holiday.
Well, and have children.
Yeah, and have children, yeah.
If you just get married,
Anyway. All right, folks, well, that's it. We're done jawing for now. Most importantly, we're glad to be back. We'll maybe even be back next week. You never know.
Tomorrow.
Keep those fingers crossed. We may be back tomorrow. But for now, we hope you enjoyed your lunch. Goodbye, gang. Beep, beep, beep.